God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Recently, I was talking to a technician at a large hospital in the Nashville area. And this technician was a traveling technician. Now, maybe you've heard of traveling nurses. I don't know that doctors do this so much. But there are a number of, I would assume, financial reasons, both for the hospital and the people they employ, to go about this method of employing, you know, traveling nurses, traveling technicians, and so on. Oftentimes, people follow their work. My people, on both sides of my family, were in agriculture. The Rices were ranching. The Binghams were farming in South Dakota and Illinois, you know, a generation before that, or four generations before that. So they followed their work. You know, before we were able to change as much as we're able to change now, we would follow our work geographically. So you're not able to plant, you know, some crop in this area. You go to a different area where you're able to plant that crop. So we follow our work. It's certainly true in agriculture. I've been in areas like the California border where there are large populations of people who are following the work, wherever the work may be. They harvest here, they go over here, they plant there, they follow their work. And that is probably largely the story of your family. Why do you live where you live now? It may well be because you followed a job there. Now, it's interesting, when you get to the book of Revelation, it is a very otherworldly kind of book. Many things that are hard to understand, but it gives you a perspective. It gives you a perspective that is not time-bound, or for that matter, earth-bound or man-centric. It is an eternal world. You see the eternal as opposed to the temporary, which we are so used to contemplating. The gospel, verse 6 of Revelation chapter 14, it's eternal. God, Revelation 14:7 and following, is eternal. The judgment of God, though it's not something we care to think on, it is something that is forever. Work, is that something that's forever? Well, the fact is, Revelation and Genesis actually have quite a bit in common. And one thing that you're reminded of when you look at Revelation and you look at the book of Genesis is that toil is sin's wage, but work is a gift of God. It's, you know, service. We're going to be serving the Lord in heaven for a long time. I don't think it will be boring. So toil is sin's wage, but service is God's gift. That's what we'll be doing in heaven. So when you get to Revelation chapter 14, verse 13, you find about not people who follow their work, but people whose work follows them. Verse 13 says, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth." Now, first of all, amazing. Blessed are the dead. I mean, when is it a blessing to be dead? Well, no, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. They belong to the Lord Jesus from henceforth. "Yea," saith the Spirit, "that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." So a couple words to notice here. One is blessed, the second is rest, and the other is follow. Their works do follow them. The sum and substance of this for you and me today is this. The work you follow today will follow you into eternity. Maybe you think that what you're doing does not matter. Maybe you think that the work you're doing, no one cares. But when you're doing work that has consequence, work that honors the Lord Jesus, then that work will follow you into eternity. I'm not merely talking about your profession. I'm talking about the work where you help people and give the good news of the gospel and are investing into people's lives. That work will follow you into eternity. It will never die. Since that's true, a couple things I would say just in encouragement. Number one, don't be short-sighted. You know, I hear testimonies all the time of people in middle age or perhaps upper age, and they talk of a person or a church or a ministry that changed their life's trajectory, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And they're still going in the right direction today because of some little word, some little act that maybe no one noticed that occurred years ago. It has been forgotten by most, but will reverberate into eternity. So don't be short-sighted. Don't think that if I can't see results right now, it doesn't matter. It does matter. Second of all, I'd say don't be distracted. I have a lot of neighbors here on the Bill Rice Ranch who have little kids. Some of them just babies. One baby is a little guy named Jack, and he's a good-looking boy. And Jack, you know, when his mom is holding him, Jack, he's just taking in everything. He looks this way. He looks that way. He looks up at the ceiling to see what's going on there. He's trying to absorb it all. And sometimes, you know, if you want to say hi to Jack, you kind of have to get his attention. You say, "Hey, Jack, over here." People do the same thing to me. You know, I'm looking every which direction, and my wife will say, "Hey, are you listening to me?" So what am I saying? I'm saying don't be distracted. It's fine to notice all that's going on around you in this world, but don't lose focus, don't lose sight on things which are eternal, things which will last forever. So don't be short-sighted, don't be distracted. And finally, I'd say don't be discouraged. It is so easy. The Bible says, "And be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if," this is conditional, "if we faint not." Reaping good is not just contingent on sowing or planting good. It's contingent on not giving up. The Bible says, "For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Don't be short-sighted. Don't be distracted. Don't be discouraged. Because the work you follow today will follow you into eternity.